I may not be able to carry a tune in a bucket, but that one's easy enough to remember even without the tune. Count your many blessings. Today, getting ready to come here, I stopped at a store to pick up a last-minute thing that was needed for the dinner tomorrow. And I came out to my car to find a shiny, white, crescent moon kind of shaped ding in my door. I would guess someone whose car was about the same size as mine, or maybe a little taller, had their door go rather aggressively into my door to create a new dent. You know what we can do when those things happen, right? Grumble and complain. And in many ways, perhaps this whole year has felt like it's been one door ding after another. So many things have hit. So many things have beat. So many things have struck. And we find ourselves very, very tempted to be in that place of whining and complaining. It might often be very justifiably so that we have so many things we could complain about. And yet the hymn reminds us, and God's word reminds us, especially in that little phrase, give thanks in all circumstances. God reminds us of a higher perspective, of a promise, something way above and beyond what pandemics can do or door dings can do or any challenge that we face can do to us. The blessing that we have that comes when we give thanks is one that I think that's just really beyond what we can measure. And I believe that's one reason why Martin Luther made such a great point of it. We said it several times there in our little catechism thing. For all of this, it is my duty to thank and praise and serve and obey him. For all this that he has provided, for all this that along with that he has given us his son Jesus Christ as our savior from sin, as the builder of our forever home in heaven, as the promiser that he will snatch us out of this door ding pandemic filled world and bring us to his table where the thanks will ever ring. We can't eat mashed potatoes every single day, or we'd be the size of walking balloons. But we can give thanks every day. We can have that connection to that table of thanksgiving, to that spirit of praise. We can have that connection each and every time we look up to him and we give thanks. In our gospel reading today, it's a beautiful picture of Mary, who is so thankful that Jesus heard her plea and raised her brother from the dead and brought him back. She is so thankful that she takes a perfume worth a year's wages and pours it on his feet, does the undignified of then wiping his feet with her hair. The phrase from that passage that strikes me is, the fragrance of the perfume filled the whole house. I would suggest to you it was the fragrance of thankfulness, not just the perfume. The fragrance of her gratitude, the fragrance of someone who was the living embodiment of all this is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. We might need a nudge. Maybe the door dings are fresh and real for us. Maybe the pandemic's come closer than it is comfortable. Maybe other tragedies or just the sandpaper of life have rubbed us hard. And we are not in that place where we feel like giving thanks. And to those of us who may be in that place, I want to offer this this exercise, this meditation and the thought of giving thanks in all circumstances. First of all, take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Do you know there are over 1,000 people in our city tonight who can't do what you and I just did? Machines are breathing for them. Whether it's from COVID or if it's heart issues and lung issues that they're waiting for, they can't take that deep breath. We give you thanks. Or perhaps we could go with our five senses. Martin Luther spoke to that, didn't he? All these he has given me along with them. My senses, eyes, ears. Let's work with those senses. The smell of perfume that was released from Mary's act of thankfulness. We give thanks that we can smell the turkey or whatever it is that's cooking at home. One of the most common symptoms, isn't it, of those who suffer with the COVID-19 virus is they lose the sense of taste and smell. We can be thankful that we have it. We may not get to see our relatives the way we want to. We may only be limited to a screen in our computer or on our phone, but our eyes are still working. We can thank him in the circumstances that we have eyes to see. Not to mention even the technology that enables it to happen. To hear, to be able to hear him say, I love you. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To be able to hear him say, come to me, all you who are weary. Or the sound of a great grandchild's laugh. Or to hear even the sound of, the house is on fire, call 911. What if we couldn't hear? We give thanks. To hear, to see, to touch. It's odd right now, isn't it? This is a hugging church. I know that about you, and I want to hug you back. And it's weird that all we do is rub our elbows a little bit every time we see each other. But I'm so thankful even that touch we can do. As much as I don't like feeling the mask on my face, I'm grateful I can feel at all. The sense of touch is what warns us the flame's too hot. Or the bathwater's too hot. The sense of touch is what comforts us when we have that grandchild comb our hair back and say, oh, now I get to see your face better. The sense of touch of Jesus taking the hands, the nails into his hands and feet. The sense of touch of him experiencing Mary's hair, her beauty and her glory, wiping his feet. Perhaps it's the touch of the friend or loved one who's there next to you. It might just be the touch we're missing of someone who's not with us this Thanksgiving. But for the gift of touch, can we give thanks? And you can go further. You can hear Martin Luther's list, and perhaps it reminds us all to hear as he talks about body, reason, senses, food and drink, house and home. We may feel trapped within our homes with all that is going on with COVID-19, but we have a home to be trapped in. Thank you, God. And if we pause, if we take this attitude, if we start with a breath and turn it into a prayer, we realize that you and I have more things to give thanks for than we can ever remember to thank him. But let's spend the rest of this day thanking. Let's spend the rest of this Thanksgiving holiday giving thanks in all circumstances. Look at that loved one by phone or with our own eyes, you're still here, and I'm glad you are. Look to that Savior who we see by eyes of faith and say, Lord, you come to be with me in the sacrament and in your word, and by your Spirit, you're here with me, and I thank you. Let us this day and always count our many blessings and see what the Lord has done and has promised and will still do. Amen.